Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at mandatory minicamp in Owings Mills.
Okay, good seeing everybody. Appreciate you being here. We had a really good practice. I was excited about that. Minicamp, the first mandatory practice of the year, and we enjoyed it. And it was great to see the guys out there. On top of that, we had 80 Ravens legends here with their families, kind of reminiscing. I think the Ravens do a great job. Matt Little with the Ravens alumni does an amazing job. I think all of our people do. They got a cookout over there now. Kids are playing touch football or tackle football, and everybody's having a great time. So really enjoying that. It's once a Raven, always a Raven. It really is a family type of an organization. And when you see the guys back, the smiles on their faces, who want to introduce their kids to you, our players go over, take a minute to meet their kids, to sign autographs, to do pictures. It's what it's all about.
How many names did you recall?
Well, after I was told, I got them all. But you know, sometimes the faces, the name, or the body, you know, everything kind of changes over time, Jerry, except for you. Yeah, you used to always stay the same.
John, we talked to Ronnie about the laps after fall starts. He said, you know, it's going to be guys to learn very quickly. Is that something that you just thought about going into that? Or like, you know, how long do you think you'll be continuing the rule?
Well, as long as we don't, there's a real easy way to stop it, you know. Don't be jumping off sides. But we've been going through the offseason, and we're doing a lot with cadence. We're doing a lot with at-the-line communication, and it's challenging. So we understand there are going to be those moments, and you have a choice. You either always go on one, or you say, we're going to push through it. We're going to live with the mistakes, but we're going to get good at it. So we want to get good at it because we think cadence is a weapon, and we want to be able to communicate at the line, and we want to be able to protect our communication. So if Todd wants the guys to run after they jump off sides, they'll do it. And I appreciate Josh Johnson being the first guy to be the leader and get out there and take the first lap. So that's what leaders do.
Ronnie was saying he hasn't felt this good since 2020. I guess is that about what you're seeing, the similarity between what he looked like before that season and now?
Yeah, I don't remember 2020. It seems so long. That whole year was just a blip. It's just gone, you know. Does anybody remember 2020? Apparently. Ronnie does. And it was a good year for Ronnie. Bad year for everybody else, but a good year for Ronnie. Where are we going with this? I think Ronnie's doing a good job. I really do. I mean, he got in shape, it looks like. He's ready to go. That's exciting. I love Ronnie. I love who he is, his personality, but I also love what he's capable of doing on the football field. You know, if we get Ronnie Stanley out there playing to that level, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, along those lines, do you see a guy who's, to your point, maybe more fit, obviously doesn't have injuries to deal with right now, like he did during the season, spirited in practices, and are you sensing motivation? Probably not the right word, it's always motivated, but are you sensing something out of him this year that's impressive?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you go by what you see as a coach, you know, and as Bill Parcells said, not what you remember, you know. And what I see from Ronnie is he's moving his feet. Looks like he's got a good anchor. And, you know, he'll get into the pads and just work. Just got to get to work and really get everybody ready. I mean, he's the same as everybody else. But obviously having a talented left tackle playing at a high level would be really good for a football team.
John, we saw.
We didn't see Deontay again. I know during OTAs.
Who's that?
Deontay.
Yeah.
Right. I know in OTAs there's some insight with the newborn. Right. Do you have any update on that?
I do. I guess I can say now, I've talked to him a few times in the last couple of days. His baby is in the hospital, a 5-week-old daughter. They brought her back in the hospital this weekend and now the last couple of days. So he felt like he couldn't really leave his family. So we understood and we excused him for that.
John, we saw Kyle Hamilton is observing. Is he dealing with a physical issue? And you know, is he going to be ready for training?
Kyle will be ready. Kyle had some loose bodies in his elbow that they went ahead and just plucked out. So it's a 2 to 3 week deal.
With Derek, you know, running back at 30 years old, saw the wear and tear he's had over his career. Do you guys view him as someone who can maintain the same kind of workload he had in Tennessee here?
Sure. I mean, we do. I watched the wear and tear that he put on defenses, you know, and ours included over the years. And he's come out, he's in great shape. He's a stickler for detail, knowing the plays, and he's moving really well. So I can't wait to see him in action.
John, what on that?
Roe was saying that when the pads are on, that's really where he shines, obviously. But what can you kind of tell about his fit within the offense when you're doing a mini camp like this?
Yeah, well, you know, we run a lot of the same plays that everybody runs. You know, we run inside zone, outside zone, run the gap schemes. You know, we got some lead schemes, some traps. He's run all those plays before. He's really good in pass protection. I don't think it's even going to be an issue with the fit. He's going to help us. He's going to make the offense better. He's going to help Lamar, all those things.
John, I know it's early and a lot of practice is scripted right now, but when you do have Henry and Lamar out there together, are you seeing some of the just the human aspect of defenders trying to guard those two guys and read option, whatever the case may be, just that hesitation that they may get?
Definitely, I think to your point, you can see the potential of it, but you know, it's a fit drill right now. So there's really no stress being put on the defense or the offense, physicality wise. But hopefully, you know, the idea that he can attack from the A gap all the way out, and then the offense can attack from the A gap all the way out, and they got to defend him and Lamar full width of the field, and the other guys full width of the field. That's just the width of the field, not the depth of the field. Hopefully that stretches the defense out. You know, it's kind of the big picture concept of it. But the guy that when he runs down there, it's going to be meaningful.
Coach, how do you feel like the team is adjusting to all of the changes to the coaching staff over the offseason?
I think it's been great. Coach has been great. You know, our guys have come in and done a great job. And, you know, just I look at the product and I also look at the process. And the process has been amazing. I think we've had some great coaches. And sometimes it's good to mix it up a little bit and turn it around a little bit and get another just another kind of a look at things. We haven't changed our scheme on defense, but we've added stuff. We've tweaked stuff. We haven't really changed our philosophy on offense, especially from last year, but we've definitely grown the offense. Special teams, we're chasing this new kickoff return thing. We're trying to figure that out. So it's a lot of excitement.
John, now that everyone's back, you've got a lot of different issues in the locker room. How do you find a way to send messages to the team when you're talking to them in meetings that's going to resonate both with your two-time MVP and the undrafted rookie trying to make this first roster?
Yeah, I don't know. It just comes to us as coaches, you know, and the guys. And then usually you go by what you see. It's, the great thing about coaching is that people say, God, it keeps you young. You know, it kind of does because you're in there with the guys. You're in there with the guys every day. And there's a lot of banter and back and forth and fun. We had fun out there today. Mark and I were going at it in the huddle and trying to get this thing templated up. And that's what you live for. I mean, that's the way it's got to be, just open and honest and just lay it out there and try to find a way to confront everything that has to do with our football. And I don't know. I just think we got a good bunch of guys, so it's really not hard to communicate with them.
OTA and minicamp rules have changed over the years and reduced some of the physicality in years past. With the reunion here, have you gotten a bunch of the guys coming back giving reviews on what they think of OTAs?
Yeah, they didn't say anything about, you know, putting the flags on guys or anything like that. They didn't mention that. They were they were happy to be back. And really, it's always been that way. It was always supposed to be no contact, but back in the day, you know, they didn't really police it. I remember my first time out here with the Ravens, first time we had an OTA practice, and the defense was blitzing every play. You know, Rex was bringing the heat, and they were wreaking some havoc, you know, running through gaps and stuff like that. And, you know, I basically, you know, told them to calm down, and they started calling the offense little brother. Cam got ticked off. I thought Cam and Rex were going to go at it. Would anybody pay to see that fight, Cam and Rex? So I don't know. Some guys said something. I said a couple things back to the defense. Next thing you know, Jared Johnson's walking out on the field coming toward me, you know. You know, we're the number six defense in the league last year, you know. And I did know my numbers. I said, point you were 24. Okay. Point you were 24. So, you know, so he comes walking at me. I looked at him. I said, you want to go? You want to go right now? What I meant was, do you want to go off the field back to the locker room? He thought, like, you want to drop the gloves and go, you know? So we made up pretty quickly at that point.
John, you've gone over the offensive line, and we know the positions and the names that are competing, but how far out are you comfortable taking this, realistically speaking? Are you going to go through all preseason, or do you want to make some of the decisions like you did for John last season?
Great question. Really, but like, the earlier the better. I mean, it would be nice if we can kind of, by the first, end of the second week in training camp, I'd be a goal to kind of have a good idea. If it goes into the games, you know, it could go into the preseason games. But maybe just one spot maybe up for grabs or something like that. That'd be okay, but the sooner the better.
John, you mentioned the new kickoff rules. I've been seeing a couple of teams are kind of opening up the door to any. They're really thinking outside the box on who can return.
Oh,
I
yeah.
know you guys have brought in Hardy, and you have guys on this yeah. team that have been return specialists. But in your mind, is there anybody that's like, I'm not putting them back there?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of guys. Yeah, I'm not going back there.
Yeah.
And Lamar's not going back there. And Mark's not going back there. Kyle's not going back there. B. Steve's not going back there. Roquan's not going back there. Who else?
You know,
who? Matabike not going back there. Falele's not going back there. That's for sure.
Stanley
not going back there. No, it's a lot. There's a lot of no's. What? Catching kicks? Was he? Steve Bisciotti's returning kicks. If Steve wants to return kicks, Steve may go back there. Yes, he's allowed. He can do whatever he wants. But no, we're going to stick with it to the serious point. You know, it's going to be we're not going to put Zay back there. We're going to put our return guys back there. You know, those are the guys that do it. I mean, if we got an emergency and we had to have a guy because of injuries, we would do it. That shouldn't happen. We've got guys that can do it. We have returners that can do it, and some young guys that want to do it. So we'll have the guys.
All right.
All right.